What's good, everybody? We back with the return of We Just Be Talking. I'm not even gonna say another episode because I don't think I've put an episode out since maybe I feel like November. It feels like November or late December. Either way it goes, it's been a long time. It's been more than a month. That was mainly me. I just wasn't up for the podcast. I wasn't up for it for a little while. Started getting in my own head too much. You guys know I'm very transparent with you about what be going on. So, just was in my head too much. Kind of lost the motivation to do a lot of things. I ain't gonna lie, like a lot of things I lost the motivation to do. So there's that. And I've been working on trying to get back into the routine and groove of things like I had started doing. So hopefully we're past that, and I can get back on track and get focused to what I enjoy doing, which includes the podcast, of course. So, yeah, it's been a long time. I'm sorry, guys. It's been so long. Not much crazy has been going on. My job is still the same, unfortunately. That's the thing. So it is what it is. Well, I ain't gonna lie, a lot has changed. I'm wrong, completely wrong. We got the orange man going crazy. Mr. Cheeto is going crazy right now, just doing random BS. So that's the thing as well. What else we got? That happened, this happened. I made another year, another birthday, on the 11th, which at this point was about two weeks ago, maybe three, two going on 3 weeks ago. So that was the thing. 30 years old now. So just, you know how the YN say, once you're 30, you're unk, and it's crazy to say, but I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Got another year older. That's a blessing. Thank God for that. And other than that, that's pretty much been, that's all the updates. Yes, the NFL, we missed like a whole, the last month of the season of NFL and the playoffs, because it's Super Bowl. It's the next game to be played. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs and the Eagles. Not going to dive into that on this episode. I'll probably drop another episode sometime this week talking about NFL stuff. I was hoping to get Casino T back, but that name is just so funny to me to this day. I just want to say TJ. I'm hoping to bring TJ back at some point, but yeah, his other job is kind of what's called it. And he's also been a little busy with other things lately too that I won't disclose, but he's been busy lately, so that's happy for him. Jock is still going to join the podcast. I just don't know when, because again, also he's been busy as well. So I really just don't. I don't have a time frame for any guests returning to the podcast, y'all. Like I said, like it's just gonna come a time where I start the episode and you just hear somebody else talking with me. It's gonna pretty much how we're gonna go. Because I don't have any time frames to give anything. So I just want to let you guys know that they're not gone. They're still going to be on the podcast. Just I don't know when they're going to come back. It's just a matter of time and availability, because we all got stuff we got going on. So it's just whenever the time is made, it'll happen. That's pretty much what I can give you guys on the other host. Because I don't want you guys to think like I said I was going to bring like a round table of hosts so we could do different things. That is still in the works. It's just the timing of things. It's just all it comes down to. It's just life. So we'll figure all that out some point in 2025. And other than that, I want to say that that's everything I had to catch you guys up on as far as that goes. So, yeah, I think we're good on the updates. Also, 2025 will be the year that the logo finally gets changed out. That will be in the works in the company in the coming months. I'm hoping to get that finished by no later than, I'm shooting for April to get the new logo. So hopefully around April, we can do the whole rebranding and everything. I still plan to separate the sports and the regular. We just be talking. The OG. I still plan to separate the two. I'm probably going to get that done around March is when I'm going to be able to get all that situated. Because the thing is with that, like, I can open up another feed and have two different podcasts, and I can have them under like the same umbrella and everything like that. Like, that's possible to do. It's just a matter of migrating episodes over to the separate fees and everything like that. Like, that's the part I still have to do. And I just haven't had time to really sit down and get that out the way. So I'm setting a deadline for March to get that accomplished. So we should have that by the end of March. We should have the sports and the OG separated. It should be two different entities at that point. So we'll have two different podcasts going that way. Because I feel like it's a little confusion when you come to the feed right now, because it's like, we just be talking was originally just two guys talking about just random things that occur, like random events that happen around, like pop culture events, or just random topics that just fill on our minds and we just wanted to discuss about, or even trying to, as far as, especially on my end, like trying to, you know, advocate and let men know that, you know, it's okay to have feelings. It's okay to have emotions. It's okay to, you know, battle with things mentally. It's okay to experience things, experience feelings and everything, and be vulnerable. It's just a matter of willing to rip out that band-aid and like expressing who you are and not trying to just hold in. Because, like, you know, a lot of times men, you're told like, oh, well, you're the man, you got to be tough, you can't show any emotion. Like, that mindset to me is what causes, that's what caused a generation and upon generation of trauma and just issues that we've compartmentalized, think that it's the norm when it really shouldn't be the norm. Like, at the end of the day, man or woman, you're still at the end of the day a human. So you have the same feelings, you have the same emotions. It is what it is. Like, it's just stereotypes and gender norms that make people feel like, oh, men don't have any emotions, but women do, and vice versa. Like, that's not how it works for real. Like, we're all human. It's just that one was told to hide and conceal, and the other one is taught to be expressive and, you know, voice, you know, their feelings and everything like that. Even back in the day, like, when, like, with newer parents and everything, like, I noticed a change with that, because, you know, a lot of times, like, postpartum, it's always been a thing, of course, but like nowadays you see more women being vocal about like those kind of things, you know, that like they're being more vocal about like experiences that they go through, like, you know, being a parent and being a mother and like postpartum and like childbirth and childcare and just personal body issues that they have going on. Like, they're more vocal about it than, you know, women of the past were, because we're a very vocal society now. Like, everyone, like I say all the time, like, everyone speaks facts. There's no such thing as an opinion anymore. Anything anybody says nowadays is supposed to be 100% fact. You're not supposed to argue with it, disagree. You just know that it's 100% fact and you leave it alone. That's how people want to view the world. Me personally, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to still say, like, this is an opinion. Like, it's not fact. Unless there is literally receipts you got to back up this, to me, it's opinions. And even you can back up opinions by receipts too, but it's just like a matter of your perspective. It's like I say all the time, life is about perspective. Life is literally about perspective. Like, how I perceive things and how I view the world based on my experiences in my life is not how someone else is going to view the same. Unless they didn't have the same upbringing, the same experiences, they're not going to see things from my point of view. The whole point of a conversation is not always to argue, it's to listen, receive, and, you know, and learn from another person's point of view. Like, you don't have to fully agree with it, but you can always take something from someone else's perspective on things. Like, just because you guys don't have the same way of doing things don't mean that one is right and one is wrong. Both can be right. Two things can be true in one instance. I say that all the time as well. Like, two things can be true. Like, how I do things can get to the same result as how you get to things. It's just that my way might be a more optimized way, a more simpler way. Your way might be more convoluted, but you still get to the end goal. It's just a matter of taking from each other and learning and trying to create a better process and a better understanding and better way to, you know, accept one another. And, like, you know, just take from that, and then it might help change your perspective on things. It might help you better understand or better handle certain situations or ideas or execute certain ideas or things you want to get done. You know, like, it's ways to... Everything isn't an argument when you disagree. That's how I look at things. Like, it shouldn't be an argument every time you disagree. And I've learned that throughout the past, especially the last couple of years. Like, just because I don't agree with something you say, it doesn't mean that's not grounds for me arguing with you. It's just that I understand what you're saying. I comprehend it. I got you. I see your point. However, I still don't agree with it. At least not 100%. I might agree with portions of it, but I'm not 100% agree with it. It just is what it is. But, you know, we're in a combative world, and everyone has to be right, and everyone has to know how the moon, stars, and the entire earth, like, their God and everything. You know, they want to play God all the time. So you got to let some people have it. But anywho, that's how Regions Be Talking was originally crafted to be, just a place to talk and be open space to talk and just to vent, kind of like therapy. It was kind of like therapy. That's what it was started off as. It still is that. But that was the original plan, was just like to just talk, express yourself. There's no judgment here. There's no anything. Like, if anyone comes on this podcast, I want them to be their true, authentic self. And you just, you know, you're you. Like, now that you can't say stuff off the line, off the wall, pocket, all wild and all that kind of stuff. That's why I kind of have to watch sometimes, because, like, you can't say every wild thing, but, you know, be authentic, like, express yourself in a healthy way. That's what we just been talking is, and what I continue wanting to be. Now the sports podcast portion of it, that's literally just for the sport fans. Like, if you like basketball, you like football, you want some betting tips, all this kind of stuff. That's what that podcast is for. Cause that's his own thing. Like, that's his own thing. It's gonna have his own name. Everything, like, it has its own identity. I just haven't had the time to separate the two in the way I want to do it. The way I want to do it. I haven't had time to really sit down and get that worked out. But all those changes will be coming. We'll get that out the way. Like I said, by the end of March, there should be the two separate feeds for the sports and for just the talk. And then by the end of April or May-ish, that's when I plan on doing the rebrand. It's going to still be We Just Be Talking, but it's going to be a different look. It's going to be a different look, a different feel. I plan on adding some different elements to it later on this year. Like, I plan on doing a lot of things this year with the podcast. So I'm excited for that, and we're going to keep it going. Because we fell off. Like, the episodes haven't been consistent. And I apologize for that. I've been lacking on the topics. I apologize for that. I have one today. I've been lacking on the topics. I apologize for that. I'm just about to want to write the ship. I'm going to write the ship. That's what we're going to do. And I think that's everything for real now about the podcast I have to update you guys on. So, with that being said, today I kind of want to talk about, it's not going to be a long episode at all, it's going to be pretty short to the point. Kind of want to talk about just intention. That's the key phrase, because my therapist, she makes us pick a word for the year. Like, every year you have to pick a word. She said you have to start the year off with, like, a word, and that word is what you're going to focus on. And that's what you're going to do, like, for this. That's what's going to be your focal point for the year, kind of thing. Mine's last year was realignment. It was realignment. Realignment or focus. It was kind of both. I kind of said realignment and focus, but I think we stuck with focus. But that was more so of a thing of me getting getting back to myself. You know, like, I felt over time, and especially last year, not counting last year, but the years prior to last year, from like 2018 to about 2023, I kind of lost my core myself. Like, I wasn't gold, I wasn't trend, I wasn't myself. I wasn't. And it wasn't a good thing. It had made things difficult for my life. And it starts with me. I was the problem in a lot of situations. And not even saying all the way, like, it was like I was just on a crazy diabolical run of doing things that was just messed up and everything like that. It wasn't even that. It was more so of I allowed myself to get put in situations that I shouldn't have been put. I shouldn't put myself in. Like, I could have avoided a lot of things. Like, 90% of the things that occurred, I could have avoided. And I've accepted that and realized that and took accountability for that. And, like, yeah, things aren't the same. Lost a lot of friends, whatnot, everything like that. Like, things aren't the same. But, I mean, it is what it is at the end of the day. There's no ill will or feeling towards anybody or anything. It's just life. It really is just life. And I also have to learn that longevity does not equate to a great friendship. It doesn't. Like, it doesn't. Like, just because you've been friends with someone for a long period of time or you've known someone for a long period of time, that doesn't always mean that it was a good friendship or it's a good friendship. It's just you had the longevity and the history there. So you hold on to that because it's like, oh, man, like, no, you since elementary, middle, high school, and now we the big age of 29, 30, 26 or whatever. Like, we're there and we still, you know, you still don't linger around, but it might not be the same anymore because as you grow, you get different ways of viewing things, you know, like you get different ways. Like, it's not like in high school. When in high school, you're in groups. Like, in high school, it's groups. Everybody won't want to accept it. It's a bunch of groups. Like, you know, cliques and everything like that in high school. Like, you have the people you see every day, 5 days a week, for approximately, 8 hours, basically, a day? 7, 8 hours a day that you see them? So, you're going to get that rhythm and that routine going of, like, oh, I see them every day. Like, my friends. Like, you know, that's my circle. That's my clique. Like, you know, that's the gang. You know, you're going to get to that point. And when you that's in high school, middle, that's in, like, high school. And then you get to college sometimes. Some people don't. You get to college, and when you get to college, you might go with some of your friends, but, you know, everyone goes their own separate ways, different states, different in-state universities, different out-of-state universities. Like, people, you know, people spread their range, people go out about. And when that happens, you have your few that goes to the same college together. And it starts off like, oh, yeah, you know, that's my dog. We still woo the woo. And then the sound goes on. You meet new people. You meet different people. And then you start seeing that the person who you want to be and who you are might not align with the previous friend you had, who they've become or who they are now. Like, you might gravitate towards different groups of people. Like, you might end up hanging out with this group that's about, like, more business mind, or they into, like, all these different things. Like, oh, I like this. I like this. You'd be like, oh, I like this kind of stuff. Like, it's cool. Like, y'all think like me a little bit and all that. And then you go to jobs. You start working in the workforce. You go to jobs and everything like that. You start hanging around coworkers. And people say it's no friends and coworkers, like, but you can make a friend at work. Like, you can make a friend at work and y'all can still be friends after the fact. Like, a lot of my good friends currently I've met through jobs. Like, I have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 good friends that I met at my previous job, Best Buy. I have 6, and we still communicate to this day. Do we talk as much as we did when we worked together? No, of course not. We're adults. Everyone has their own thing going on. You know, it's still friendships. Like, if I text them now, say, hey, how you doing? Just checking in. I'll get a response. We chat for a few. And, you know, that's pretty much how I go. Like, we might go for lunch every now and then. I happen to work with two of them, ironically still, at Blue Cross. I still work with two of them. So, you know, we see each other basically every day. And even if that when that wasn't the case, we were working together, we still communicated consistently. You know, we still kept in communication. And I'm at Blue Cross now, and I've met, let me think, I want to make sure I count. Four and a half. I know half is crazy, but I've met four and a half good friends, one and a half, I guess you could say. And, you know, like, we get along great. You know, we've become very close. Even we're not at work, we have a group message. We talk all the time. It don't be about work. It be just about, like, sports or random stuff we see, or, like, we see something out and about, but, like, hey, bro, look at this. This is something you might like, bro. Like, remember we was talking about this? Like we were really, like, friends and everything like that. Like, in fact, they even came to, like, my birthday party I had a couple weeks ago. They even showed up for that, which I really appreciated and everything like that. So, you know, like, you can make friends at work. It's just, you know, some people is just going to be people you see every day, and that's your coworker. Like, I got a lot of people I see every day, and you are just my coworker. We're not friends. But there are a few that I'm like, okay, this the homie. You know, like, we cool. Like, we really hang out and everything like that. Like, it's cool. So, you know, it's just, and people try to make stuff like that weird, but it shouldn't be weird. Like, it's just a matter of, like, if you're around someone all the time, you're gonna get close to someone. It's going to happen. Like, it's hard to avoid that. Like, it's part of life. Like, as people, like, my therapist says all the time, and it's something that she says every time when we talk about, just when we talk about, like, relationships and everything like that, like, friend, like, anything. She says all the time that relationships, whether people want to believe it or not, they're all transactional. And you hear that and you might think, like, that's a bad thing. But when you think about it, it's like, is it really wrong? Like, no. Like, the transaction, it don't all, like, people hear transaction and think monetary. They think monetization. That's immediately what they think of. And that's not always a transaction. A transaction could be, you know, emotionally. It could be, in some cases, physical. Of course, I hope not with your homies. So that's pretty wild. But it could be, you know, physical. And it could be monetary. It could be all these things. It could be just services, and all, it could be anything you want. It could be transaction. Like, we're friends, and I look like we're friends because I look at you, and it's like, okay, this is a place where this is a safe place. I can vent. I can talk about what I got going on. You know, we can discuss things. That's emotional support. So that's still a transaction. Like, you're getting emotional support from that person. Like, some people seek that in friendships. Like, I feel like that should be one of the things you should feel. If you have a good friend, that should be something that you should have instilled in, like, you know, y'all relationship. Like, you should be able to be emotionally supportive on there. And some people have friends that you can't be that with. You have friends that you can't really be that open and vulnerable with. No, you can't. Like, that's more so like, if I want to go have a good time and, you know, turn up and all that, you're the girl or guy for that situation. Like, that's what you're good for. Well, I didn't even say it like that. That's what, you know, you bring to the table. Like, if I want to have a good time and this and that, I know I got you. Like, you the turn up buddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has that kind of friendship too. Like, it's different variations of friendships, and none of them are wrong. In a sense, I'm gonna say in a sense, none of them are wrong. It's just, I ain't gonna say that. Some of them are wrong. Some of them be down bad. I ain't gonna lie. But, you know, everything is a transaction. It's just not, it's just when you hear that, you think of bad things, but it's not always a bad thing. Like, it can be positive as well. Like, I got, like, my closest male friends, like, you know, I could talk to them about stuff that I go through as a man, and they can relate to it because, you know, they're also men. So they understand where I'm coming from and how I feel about certain things. And we can discuss, and we can, you know, I can express what I got going on, and I can even get some advice and some tips about, you know, just personal, like, just getting over personal things I got going on. Like, it's all, like, it's all in fairness. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all, everything has, you get something from everybody. That's why I say, like, it's not a bad thing, but it's like, you always going to gain something from other people. So, when it comes down to, like, back to the word, when I said, like, about the words of the
For the year,
it was focused because, like I said, I didn't feel like I got really. I feel like I got away from who I was as a person. And last year, I started back getting. I started getting towards me, towards gold, towards trend. I started getting more towards that. And I feel like a lot of times, as we get old in life, we go through a phase where, like, we kind of just don't know. Like, you hit that wall and kind of like a what's next kind of thing. Like, it's easy when you're younger because you go to school. Come home, supposed to do homework, chill, play the game, watch TV, whatever you do, hang out with your friends, go to sleep, wake up the next day. It's a routine. You ain't got to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about bills. You don't have to worry about anything. You just go to school, come home, eat, go about being with most people anyway. Some people didn't have the luxury of that. But, you know, you just go do that, and it's a normal routine. Then you get to adulthood, and when you get to adulthood, then it's about you. It's on you. And when it's on you, it turns more into you have to make your own decisions and you have to live with them choices. Like, you can't, like, everything that happens has two different outcomes depending on what you do. Like, if you do this, that, or three. It's three outcomes for everything, basically, in my opinion. And once you get to a certain age, then it just depends on what you decide to go with, and then that determines the outcome. It might go in your favor. It might not. It's a part of life. It's learning. It is what it is. And then you hit that wall where it's kind of like, okay, like, I'm done with college, or I'm done getting this trade, or I'm trying to start this business. I'm trying to do these lashes. I'm trying to cut hair. I'm trying to do hair. You know, all these things. And then you hit that wall and be like, okay, so what's next? And you kind of just don't know. And then you can get into a depression. And then you kind of just start doing whatever. Or you can be in a relationship, get your heart broken, and then you kind of just check out and do whatever. I've been afflicted by all three. So I'm going to be honest, I have. And you kind of just coast, and you kind of just exist and just do whatever. And in the essence, you lose who you are because you don't know who you are anymore. Like, you don't. Like, you can't answer the question. Like, when I first started going to my new therapist, the question she asked me, and I think it was our second or third session, she asked me, who are you? And I couldn't answer the question. And I answered that question to save my life, y'all. I could not answer that question. I could not answer it to save my life. And I kept avoiding it because I couldn't answer it. Because one thing, like, if it's something that makes, if it's a question that makes me uncomfortable, I'm going to avoid it. That's just how I am. And it's not good. It's not healthy. I'm working on getting better with that. But I avoid it. I never give direct answers when it's a question that makes me uncomfortable. Even though I know the answer I want to say, it's just that based on my past experience of being direct and saying things and the responses I've gotten, I shy away from it. I do. I shy away from it. And that's not healthy. It's not good at all. Like I said, I need to do better with that. And I'm working on it. That's part of the reason why I'm in therapy. Like, I'm in therapy for a reason. I tell people that all the time. And yeah, I couldn't answer it. And through that, I tried to answer it. And every time I was trying to answer, she was like, nope, that's not the answer. She was like, that's not you. That's what people say about you. That's not you. Like, what are you? Like, who are you? Not what people think of you, what people say of you. Who are you? And it took me months to answer that question, y'all. It took me months. I answered that question in, like, maybe 4 months into my sessions, I was able to answer that question. It took me a minute. And once I answered that question, and I was like, what am I talking about? Like I'm really him. Like, I do a lot. Like, I know a lot. I could do a lot. Like, my skill set is kind of wild when I look at what all I'm capable of doing. So I'm like, I'll give myself enough credit. And then I started saying, like, you know, I'm too humble. I'm too humble with things. Like, being humble is a good thing. But there is a thing of being too humble, to where you're too humble to the fact that you dim your own light. That's how I say it. And I felt like it's at a point I was dimming my own light because I was being too humble and just like saying, well, no, it's not like that. Like, no, I'm not that. Like, I was doing those kind of things. So I toned down the humbleness a little bit, and I started accepting more of what I'm doing and giving myself more of the credit that I deserve to get. And I'm not going to lie, y'all, when I started doing that, it unlocked a new unlocks a new phase of my life. And I was just like, my confidence returned. I started feeling better about myself. Like, I started feeling more like, you know, like, oh, I'm really good at this. Like, I can really get this done. Like, I could figure this out. And I just started like locking in and just like knocking, like accomplishing goals. I had like many goals I had set out, and I was just boom, 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 like on a crazy run. And I felt so good when I started being more true to myself and just like, you know, like, you're not this failure. You're not this loser. You're not all this that people have made you feel and you feel like you are. You're not that. Like, at the end of the day, you've made it quite far from where you were before. And I also had to analyze, like, the type of man I've become just throughout my life and, like, the experience I've had. Like, I had to realize, like, I don't, like, the just because of society's definition of a man doesn't mean that you have to fit that. Like, be your own man. People say that all the time, but it's like, you're not. You're fitting to what society tells you you should be as a man. Think about it. So, you know, I've become and grown into the man that I truly want to see myself as. Like, I'm not like my dad. I'm not like my grandfather. Like, I'm not like the males in my life, my uncles. I'm not like the males in my life. Like, I see myself as being a man that has patience, that has humility, that's not, you know, that has emotions, can show emotions, has empathy, compassion, but also can handle the business, you know, get things done, and be a protector. Like, I feel like I could do all these things. Like, it's not like you're limited to one thing. Like, you can still be that rock, that foundation, that solid form, but you can also, you know, you also have vulnerabilities. Like, rocks are solid, right? But they all have invulnerability. There's some small crack in a rock you just can't see on a microscopic scale. You just can't see it. Like, there's a crack on a rock somewhere. You just won't see it. Like, nothing is impenetrable. It's impenetrable. Like, everyone has, like, chinks in the armor. Like, it is what it is. But we neglect that and think, like, you know, a rock is solid, but we don't think about scars, the scratches, all that it has on it that you can't see initially at first glance because it's on a, like, a very micro level. Like, you can't see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about it that way. Like, that's why I think about things now. Like you can be your own person and still be, you know, still be great. Like, you don't have to fit into the norms society has placed upon us. And that goes for women too. Like, you don't have to be all soft and this and that. Like, you don't have to. Like, it's okay to be a little tougher. Like, it's nothing wrong with that. Like, you're a human. Nothing wrong with being outside of the norm, as people like to say. Like, it's nothing wrong with that at all. And, you know, that's just how I view things now. And as far as my word for this year, because that's how it's the focus aspect. Like, that was focus. So basically the focus was just me getting back to me. And I feel like I've gotten back to myself. And people in my life that's known me for a while have also noticed the change. They're like, yeah, man, like, you seem more like Trent now. Like, you seem more like yourself. Like, this is the Trent that I knew, like, you know, back then. Like, you know, like, you seem more like yourself. And I feel more myself. And I'm happy about it. And that ties to the focus. That was last year. So this year, the word has been intention. That's the word for this year. It's intention. And what I mean by that is, I want to be intentional in everything that I do. Like, I want everything that I do to be for a rhyme, reason, and purpose. Like, I want everything to have meaning in my life. Like, this is how I am. Like, I want everything. Like, I'm currently back in school and everything. I'm trying to get my master's. And I have great intention behind that. Taking Trump wilding right now, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish it because, you know, his financial aid freeze is kind of vague. And I don't know about how FAFSA gonna work and all that kind of stuff. I don't really know. So I got to kind of see how that's going to work out because Trump kind of wilding right now. Because I've read it several times and it's very vague. And I don't like that because that scares me that it's worded so vaguely to where it's like, we're not going to directly say that this is going to get frozen, but it's going to get frozen. I don't like how it's worded. It's kind of making my, you know, my anxiety kind of raise up a little bit. Anyway, but yeah, I want to be intentional behind my actions of what I do. But I found a lot of times also in the years where I said I didn't really know myself and like who I am and everything like that, I feel like I also let people steer me into like who I should be and this and that. I let people's words affect me more than I should have. In so many words, put it bluntly. Like, I feel like I let people's words affect me too much. And I realized too that a lot of people that always question you and say, like, well, you're doing this, you're blah, 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 all that, they have their own issues and problems that they don't want to accept or face head on. Like, they have their own trauma they haven't healed from and all that kind of stuff. And I've seen it because I see a lot of people that I felt were detrimental to my mental health. I see them now and I'm like, I see now. Like, it makes sense. Like, I understand everything about why you were doing what you were doing, why you were saying what you were saying. I understand it now. And it's sad to see, but it's also like, I mean, that's how you want to live your life and anything like that. That's not who I am and that don't allow my morals and who my moral compass, who I want to be or who I am. So I just chose to cut it. And it is what it is. Like, it's no harm in like cutting off things you feel don't pour into you, in a sense. And I also have to look at myself and say, like, okay, yes, I'm doing this, that, and the third, but am I being intentional behind my actions? Like, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to help this out, I want to do this, but is my intention, are my actions matching my intention? That's what I had to look and ask myself, and I ask myself that daily. Like, I say I want to do this, that, and the third, but are my actions showing that this is what I'm intending to do? Because I always say, like, intention only matters to the person initiating the action. Because how people receive what you're doing might not be how you intended it to be received. Think about it. It's what it is. It's just part of life. Like, I can literally say, like, oh, you look smaller and this and that. All the time, that person might have this body dysmorphia where they feel like they're super skinny, and they might get offended by that because you said they look smaller in this. They look smaller since the last time you see them, and they might get depressed about that. Or you could say someone looks a little thicker than they did last time you see them, and they might say, oh, you think I'm getting fat? I'm like, no, I don't mean that. It's like, you know, the weight looks good on you. Like, it's not a bad thing. But again, that's what you intended to mean and intended to, you know, put out in the world, but it wasn't received the way that you intended it to be received. People, celebrities do it all the time. Random influencers do. Like, you might put out a product or a video or something like that and think like, oh yeah, this is gonna be great. And that's what you intended to be. You intend for it to be educational, to be, you know, informative, all these kind of things. But when you put it out, people see it and be like, I don't like this. This is triggering me. You know how I go. Then cancel culture and all that kind of stuff pops up. I don't know. I don't really be on influencer stuff like that, so I don't know how cancel culture is still working and everything like that. But it might not be received by the target, like, it might not reach the target audience, and it might not be received by the audience that, you know, that's viewed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might not go that way. Like, it happens. Like, that kind of stuff happens all the time. So it's just a matter of me being as intentional and as clear and you know, just direct as I can, which me being direct is something that I used to be very much so, but now it's like I kind of, it's a fear factor of me being direct because I don't want to know how people will receive things. But I'm working on getting over that. That's part of, you know, this year's journey and this year's growth. Last year was gaining focus, regaining focus and alignment with my core value, my morals and everything that I am as a person, who I am. And this year is being intentional with my actions and make sure that what I do has a purpose and it's fulfilling that purpose. You know what I'm saying? So I say all this to say, like, you know, like I said, shout out to my therapist for putting this in my mind, putting this on me and everything like that. But I feel like everyone should have a word. So I'm going to end the episode now, but I challenge all y'all to think about, like, what would be y'all word for this year? Like, what would be your word for this year? Like, what would be the word that you would pick to be like your focus for this year? Like your the theme of the year, basically. Like, what would be your word to be your theme for the year? Like, think about it. So if y'all, you know, follow me on the socials or whatnot, you know, hit me up and tell me what y'all word is. If y'all make it to the end of this episode and y'all got to this point, I appreciate it. I love y'all dearly. You know, So appreciate the support. Appreciate the support as always. But hit me up and tell me what your word is. I really want to know, like, what y'all feel like y'all words should be. Like, I really want to have, like, a conversation, like, a dialogue about it. Because, like, it's a very fun thing to do. I ain't gonna lie. Like, last year when I did Focus, I actually had fun, like, you know, working towards that theme. Like, that was the theme of my year, Focus. And it felt good to have, like, a theme behind it. And something you actively working on, like, constantly. So, you know, like, if you have a word, you pick a word, you decide on one, it's your boy up. I want to talk about it. Let's see what your word is. Like, hit me up with y'all words. So, with that being said, I appreciate y'all listening. This is the first of the return of We Just Be Talking. We're going to be more consistent. I am going to, and I'm not capping. I'm just going to tell y'all this right now. I'm going to finish the Kendrick Lamar stuff. I'm going to redo the first episode because I didn't like it. I hated that first episode. I'm not deleting it. It's out there in the world. It's going to stay there. But I'm going to redo the Kendrick Lamar stuff. Even though the album been off for 2 months now, it's fine, whatever. I don't care. I'm going to redo the Kendrick Lamar stuff. I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl sometime this week or next. And I'm also going to drop another random episode. So I plan on doing 3 more episodes. Maybe not this week, but within, let's see, today's Tuesday. By next Tuesday, there should be 3 more episodes of We Just Be Talking. They have debuted it on the feed. So, you're going to look out for it. I'm going to stick to it. I'm holding myself accountable. I'm going to get them done. Work is slowed up, too. School is pretty easy this semester. It's not going to be that difficult. So, I'm going to scale everything down. I'm going to write everything out, get my notes together, and I'm going to give y'all episodes to make up for lost time, because I owe y'all like 10 episodes. I ain't gonna lie, but talk about that. So with that being said, appreciate y'all stopping by. Thank you all for listening. Be sure to be kind to yourself and each other. Stay safe, stay prayed up, because it's crazy out there right now, especially with all these dumb orders by a walking Cheeto and everything, whatever. So appreciate y'all. Be safe, be easy, and I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.